The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After entering a boat, Jesus made the crossing and came into his own town. And there people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." At that, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." Jesus knew what they were thinking and said, "Why do you harbor evil thoughts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your stretcher and go home." He rose and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were struck with awe and glorified God who had given such authority to men. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, if you join the readings together this morning, the first reading where we met came across a prophet, a man called Amos. And Amos was a prophet. Now, what do we mean by a prophet? And it's not somebody who tells the future necessarily, but somebody who warns about what is happening in the present. And Amos was one of those. And a lot of people do not like to hear the truth. And possibly some of us do not always like to hear the truth. And I mean, I'm including myself here too. Very often in the past, I didn't like to hear the truth of what somebody was saying to me. And often people who speak the truth are opposed, condemned, criticized, complained about. Right, we move on then to the gospel this morning. And this man came to Jesus on a stretcher. And Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven." And immediately he got the backs up of the Sadducees and the scribes and so on. "Hold on," they said, who's this to forgive sins? Only God can forgive sins." And then Jesus said, "Well, to prove to you that I have the authority and I am speaking the truth," he said to the man, "get up, take your stretcher and walk home." Now, pause for a moment and think. Do we have any prophets at the present time? Well, in the recent past we did. We had, for example, Martin Luther King Jr. We had Harriet Tubman. But like, bring it up to the present moment. Do we have any modern day prophet? Just think for a moment. And I'm thinking at the moment of one person in particular. I'm thinking of Dr. Fauci, or Fauci, I think it's Fauci, who continually warns us that if we're not careful and we don't take care and we don't wear a mask and so on, this coronavirus is going to wreak havoc. Is he listened to? By some people, yes. but by the people who ought to really listen to him, he's not. He is not. The day before last, which would have been Tuesday, a governor, I'm not sure was he in Texas or where, came out and publicly said he doesn't know what he's talking about. Take no notice of him, of Dr. Fauci. So you see, he is a modern day prophet speaking the truth. And he's condemned. There are people for him, a lot of people against him. And that's what the gospel is about this morning. Then the first reading is about. And, you know, rather than condemning people and people who speak the truth, I agree, the truth is very often uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. But we need to listen to people who know what they are talking about. I don't think you can disagree with that. And if we do, things will improve much better. I feel frightened at the moment that we're not getting hold of what is happening. And here, California now, unfortunately, is one of the epic centers of the virus, really. So if I'm speaking the truth this morning, listen to those who know what they're talking about and take care. And part of taking care is that you have a respect for other people. So when you're out in public, you know, please, I think it's a sign of respect, wear a mask. Now let's stand and...